We are learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis, and we are beginning the last word on the bottom of Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, Itmar. A little bit of a new sugya. We are leaving the sugya of Reach and Rosh Lakish and Yedias. We're going to a sugya of Misasek, a different sugya called Misasek. Itmar, we learned. Niskavin lahagbia esatolosh. We're on Shabbos, and on Shabbos you're not allowed to cut anything that's attached to the ground. Any vegetable, fruit, wheat, grain, you can't cut on Shabbos off the ground. And you were trying to pick up a piece of detached wheat off the ground, or whatever it was, a detached carrot, which is edible on Shabbos. You're trying to detach it, you take it off the floor. It wasn't attached. That's what you're trying to do. And by mistake, Rashi learns you're trying to pick up a knife. The Talmud would meant a knife. You're trying to pick up a knife off the ground. And by mistake, v'chotach es ha-mechuba. By mistake, you cut the mechuba off the ground. So Rashi learns the case was you had in like a vegetable row, you had a knife. You try to pick up the knife, which is a talush. No problem picking up a knife. And you, by mistake, instead of picking up a knife, you cut a mechuba. You picked up a mechuba and you cut it. They're a potter. You zich a potter. Because that's called misasek. You're not trying. It says in the pasuk that ashechata ba. And that tells us that a misasek is potter from a chatas. That's the halacha. Misasek is potter from a chatas. And pashtus, it's even not only by Shabbos, even other things. This type of masasek is pashud, even by other averis. It's other averis, and it's a big shaila if it's considered avera at all. Some rishonim hold, or achronim, that's not a avera at all, and some say that it is avera just a part of machatas by masasek. Either part of it is part of machatas, or it means it's even mutter. Pashtus, we learned that's only it's only potter. So that means you're trying to do something entirely else, and you did this. Then you're potter for sure. And what the shaykh? Shaykh means I'm trying to do this maisa, but I forgot that it was Shabbos, or I forgot that it was Asr. That's what shaykh means. I'm trying to do this thing, but I forgot it was Asr, I forgot it was Shabbos. But here I'm trying doing something entirely else, and I pick up, instead I do a chaytach mechuba on Shabbos, that's potter. Now if there's a case that's a machlokes if it's misasik and not. Machlokes are bayi v'rava, if it's called misasik. What's that? Lachlech is a talosh. You're trying to cut a carrot that was on the ground. The chotach as mechubar, and instead of cutting the carrot, you cut like mechubar the carrot, chotach as mechubar. And so mechubar is Rashi tells us if it was the same one that I tried to cut this carrot that I thought was talish while I'm cutting the mechubar, or it was a different one entirely. But in any case, I was trying to do a maisa chaticha, I was trying to do cutting, but I was trying to cut a talish, something that was detached, not something that was attached, and I cut the mechubar. Or even it's a Shabbos. Rav Amma is potter. That's not called shaykh. It's also a misasik. Why? Well, I'm trying to cut something that's mutter. By Amma chayv, that's chayv chatzer. That's not called misasik. Misasik only means I'm trying to do something else entirely. And the Gemara elaborates a little bit. Rav Amma potter, loin skav la chaticha de surah. I wasn't trying to do a chaticha de surah. A shaykh means I'm trying to do a chaticha de surah. Just I don't know it's asr or I think it's not Shabbos. But here I'm not even trying to do a chaticha de surah. I'm trying to cut a talosh. You're trying to do this maisa chaticha. You're trying to do a maisa of cutting. That's enough to be called a maisa, not misasik. And there it goes into the parasha of shoyging v'chayev v'chatas. So that's machlokes Rava and Abaya. If the thing you're doing, you're trying to do that maisa, that type of maisa, and the only thing different is because it's not something that's usher, is that called misasik or not? That called misasik or not? Machlokes Abaya v'Rava. So Rav is going to bring a raya from a brisa, but till we get to the raya, I'll take till I and give him an aleph. First, we're going to try to explain the brisa, and then Rav will explain what his raya is. Amar Rav. No, I mean Allah. How do I know my shita that I hold that if you're not mechaven for chaticha di isura, then it's not called a maisa Shabbos and it's called misasek? How do I know that? And it could be this din dafka and Shabbos. This din. Could be this din dafka and Shabbos. Very possible. Natanya went to the brisa. When you look at Shabbos, the Surah of Shabbos which brings a Chatos, and other mitzvahs bring a Chatos, there's a Chumrah sometimes of Shabbos, and there's sometimes a Chumrah of Shar Mitzvahs. We'll see what Shar Mitzvahs are, and we'll see what the Chumrah is in a second. And the Gemara will explain. First we'll read the words of Brisa, then the Gemara will explain. Chumrah of Shabbos, Shar Mitzvahs. Shabbos also shtayim the two of them behel mecha the one forgetting chayav kolachas v'achas mashenkim shar mitzvahs all the mitzvahs even did a few averis in one helim you won't be chayiv for each one We'll see what that means soon. V'choymer, v'shamitz v'shabesh, v'shamitz v'sim shogim le'mischaven. If you made a mistake, we are having kavon all yichai. V'shayin kem v'shabesh, but not like that by Shabbos. Zog the Gemara, I'm always explaining this price now. I'm a mar. V'choymer, Shabbos, v'shar mitzvahs. Is the chumrah of Shabbos on other mitzvahs? What is the chumrah? Shabbos also shtayim. If you did two isurei Shabbos, behelim echad, and one forgetting chayiv akol achas va'achas, chayiv in each one. Masha ain't game b'shar mitzvahs, but this does not apply to other mitzvahs. Now, what are we talking about? Hey chidomi, what are we talking about? What does it mean? I did two mitzvahs on Shabbos, two averis on Shabbos with one helim and chayiv two, and other mitzvahs I'm chayiv one. What does that mean? If it means I did two of the 39 malachas and one forgetting, then I forgot that these things are aser. So you have two for ktsira and trina. Each of the obvious malachas are chayav, like we have before. 39. Ktsira and trina. So if you did ktsira and trina, the kavas says, so if you compare that to other surim, gavishar mitzvahs, akal chelev and dam, you ate chelev and dam in one forgetting, which is two averas. So it's not a chumrah Shabbos over other averes. Halchatayt mechayev. By both of them, mechayev two. Sai by Shabbos, mechayev two for ksira and trina, and sai by chelev and dam, mechayev two. So what's the chumrah? They're both the same. Elo shar mitzvahs lemechayev lechada. And what's the case that by shar mitzvahs only chayev one? Hechidami. Doch chelev and chelev. You ate chelev and chelev. That's what you did. You ate chelev and chelev. But one helam, and one mistake. The Kavas say Gavish Shabbos, or Ksira or Ksira. If you did both two Ksiras, it's also Mechayev one. Ha'achad Mechayev, ha'achad Mechayev. So I don't know where you are talking about. They tell me it's a Chumrah over Shabbos over other mitzvahs. Because if you did two different malachas, so Chelev Adam also Chayev two. Oh, you're talking about you did one malacha? You only Chayev one, Taka. So what's the Chumrah of Shabbos over Shabbos mitzvahs? Loilom da'avad Ksira utchina. My mashing of Shabbos mitzvahs, did Ksira utchina with Chayev two? Ah, you told me. So you're right. What does it mean in the chumrah of Shabbos mitzvahs? It's talking about avodah zarah. Avodah zarah. And a very avodah zarah. We could have Ami. Remember Ami, if a person, chas shalom, was zibech, bekita v'nisach, he did three different maisa averis for avodah zarah, which each one is chatas by itself. He shechted, he was makdirit, and then he was menasach. Ba'alom ha'achas, one forgetting, ein echayiv ala achas, only chayiv one. Takon lechayev one when it comes to avodah zarah. Masha'in kem b'Shabbos, if you do the different malachas, lechayev on each one. So it means that even they're very similar because they're both under the same umbrella of Shabbos. It's also kom malachas, so lechayev for each one. Like we have before, a few drashas, mechayel and moishumas, and different drashas to tell us lechayev for each one. Masha'in kem avodah zarah, which is all avodah zarah, has different ones. There, the halach is you only chayev one. And really, the Gemara in Sanhedrin brings a Makar for this, that they're not chayiv on each one. And it's actually a machloikis in the Gemara Sanhedrin, and the Rambam Taka Paskins that you chayiv on each one from the Atzma. Each of all the things from the Atzma. The Maisa of our Gemara is going to come to that Manyama, that you're only chayiv one, and that's the Chumrah over Shabbos, over Shar Mitzvahs, which means Avodah Zarah. It doesn't mean all Shar Mitzvahs, because Chayiv Adam chayiv too. It means over Avodah Zarah. So now what do we learn? The ratio that says that Shabbos is more common than Shar Mitzvahs is talking about Shabbos over Avodah Zarah. Maya Kimta, how do you learn the ratio of Avodah Zarah? Talking about Avodah Zarah. So, Eim HaSeifa, see the Seifa. It says by the Seifa, Choymer v'shar mitzvahs. There's a Chumrah of v'shar mitzvahs, which now should mean Avodah Zarah. So, Avodah Zarah is more Chumr. So, v'shar mitzvahs, shagav l'miskav v'chayiv. If you made a mistake, we're having kavon l'yichayiv. V'ashayin kem v'shabbos. But v'shabbos yipot. Now, what's that talking about? Hai shagag v'loy miskav v'avodah zarah. Yechidomi, what is the case? If it means that he went into the building, he thought it was a shul, and he bowed down to Hashem and davened, and they found out it's a avodah zarah. So you tell me, in this case, by avodah zarah you're chayiv, even though it's a little bit of a masasik. It's a libur l'shamayim. You're not chayiv, because it's libur l'shamayim. You had a mind l'shamayim over here. That's what you had in mind. You went down to the shul here, you had a mind l'shamayim. And it could be that maybe there's an Isser Bedava, but still, it's not Chayiv Echatas. Rashi says, well, ma Chayiv Yashkan, fill your dish based on Zorah, stach Mashmaim, ain't Chayiv Khan. So Rashi's Mashma, there's no Chayiv, but it happened to be, it's not Mutter, but there's no Chayiv, that's the Kasha. It's Mashma, Bashar Mitzvah, you are Chayiv. And here, your potter, it's not true. If you go into a place, you think it's a shul, and you have Libay Lashamayim, it's Chayiv. And actually, there's a big Shiloh, if someone has libo l'shamayim, his heart l'shamayim, when he goes to bow down to Avodah Zarah, is that mechuyev to be meiser himself. Because I have a great idea. Anytime someone has shaila of being meiser nefesh for Avodah Zarah, let him just do it. And have libo l'shamayim, have his heart and mind l'shamayim. So Akhtar Ritva, that even though it's not a chayiv chata, still you have a chayiv to meiser snafshay. There's a harag v'yavar in this type of Avodah Zarah. Because he brings it right, because if not, every person could do this. That's what he wanted to taina. That's what the Ritva wanted to taina. But upon him, the Gemara's kasha is here that if you go into his class and you have a das fa Hashem, das for libel shemayim, it can't be chayiv, so it can't be that's the chumra of a Zorah over Shabbos. It's the Ella. The Ella, maybe the case is the Chazi and Darta, he saw a statue, and, you know, a nice statue of a nice king, of Stalin, Lenin, he saw a statue, and he bows down to it. And that's the case. The shogeg blem skaven. What's the case? Well, when he bowed down, what was the case? Either kabel la la. If he was makabel this statue as a god, so the mezir, the post mezir is high chayiv. It's not shogeg blem skaven. He loy kabel la. He never was makabel. He just bowed down to a statue. Lav klumu. It's nothing. If you bow down to a statue, it's not the best thing. But it's just gonna be a zara. You're just doing the kavod of the melech. So that's not a good pshat either. Ella, we're a third pshat. Ella, I mean, have the yiru. Talk about that case. Where there was Avodah Zarah, and someone put a gun to his head, or this guy was a very good friend in the government, and he told him, you have to bow down to Avodah Zarah. And he went ahead and did that. He went ahead and did that, and he thought that that was mutter. He thought that was mutter. He thought that was an asa. And he thought that Einam Eskavin is mutter. That's what Shogalam Eskavin means. He was shogi by thinking that if I'm not Eskavin, I'm only doing it because I'm forced, and I'm not really want to do Avodah Zarah. That's mutter. So maybe that was the case that was saying that Mahav Yira is chayiv. So Honich by the Amar chayiv. That's good for the Amar for Baya Hozi chayiv taka. So that's the case. Shogel loy meskavim. El Rava the Amar Potter, but Rava says that's such a case taka Potter. It's such a case with the Mahav Yira, taka Potter, because he's doing it Mahavas Odom or Yira. So then your Potter is the case. So therefore. What's back the case of that was saying that Vizar is more common than Shabbos? What are you going to say? In this case, Yitaka part according to Rava. Yitaka part according to Rava. Because when it comes to Vizar, if you're not, if you bow down to Vizar, and you're not saying you don't have Kavon, you don't say to yourself, I'm not Kavona for God, then Yitaka Chayiv. But here, he's speaking out, I'm only doing it because I'm forced to do it. I'm only doing it because I'm forced to do it. So, of course, you shouldn't do it. But according to Abaya, in that case, it's like a chayv. But according to Rava, in that case, since you're being forced to do it, you are potter because I'm not trying to do Avodah Zarah. So it's back shver. What is the case that we're saying that Avodah Zarah is more chavar than Shabbos? Ella, so it must be a case of oyma mutter. It must be, like Rashi says, when someone who is a gershon is gayer, and he went to live between the goyim, and he didn't realize there was also Duav Elizaro. He didn't know it was in the Torah at all. And so that's what Shogolim Eskava means. He never even knew it was also. And here, by Imamutta, we'll say, Duav Elizaro Yechayiv, and by Shabbos, you are Potter. Right? The Gemara is not true. Mashaykin by Shabbos, the Potter Garmi, you tell me that's a Chumra of Elizaro by Shabbos, the Shabbos Potter. Imamutta by Shabbos is not Potter. Adkanli by Imene Rover of Nachman. Before we had a Shabbos Rover of Nachman, if someone forgets about Shabbos and forgets about the Malachas, that means he holds everything is Mutter. So, did it more Shiloh just was? Yechayiv 1 or Yechayiv 39? But Yechayiv something. Ella, the Chuvichayiv Chayiv Tarti. I'm truly Garmi, you're not Potter. So, Imamutta by Shabbos is also Chayiv. So, you can't say it's a Chumra of Elizaro of Shabbos. So we're still stuck over here. We're not sure what the chumra is of Shar Mitzvahs over Shabbos. It says Shar Mitzvahs Shogeg Blei Meskaven is Chayiv, and Shabbos Potter. What's the case we're talking about? I want to get to Rava's Raya right soon, very soon. Because what is the Hailer in this Braisa? What does the Braisa mean? That's a chumra of Shar Mitzvahs over Shabbos. Elalav, Zachtig Ma Rava Fears Ois. And it ends off, Elav, Reisha, Bavarisa Chavim. The Reisha is talking about Varizar. We said that by Reisha says that Shabbos, Mocham, and Shar Mitzvahs, that means Varizar. That by Shabbos, we do Ktsira and Tchine Chayav too. And by Varizar, we do Zibech Yeshecht, and you do Menisuch, Yonah Chayav 1. That's true, but the Sefer is not talking about Varizar. Elav, Reisha, Bavarisa Chavim. The Sefer of Shar Mitzvahs. Sefer of Shar Mitzvahs. And what does it mean? It says, Shogeg Blei Meskavim, Mashar Mitzvah is part of what does that mean? Shogeg Blei Meskavim, Mashar Mitzvah is Hechidami. What's the case? The Sova Shuman, he picks up a nice piece of fat and he's a piece of meat fat. And he says, this is shum, this is mutter. Barakla, and he ate it. He ate it because he thought it was something mutter. Dir halacha is, yachayiv, ayim esasik. You're not trying to do ma'aseh issur, you're trying to eat something that's not a issur at all. You're not trying to eat chayiv at all. And Rav holds that's called masasik. Even if you're trying to do eating, but you're not doing ma'aseh issur, then halacha is, it's masasik. And still over other things, yachayiv. Why yachayiv taka? So the Gemara in Krisa says, the reason is, because by chalovim va'arayis, masasik is chayiv, because you're nena, you have ano. That's the halacha. Since you have ano, you're chayiv. What's the case of Shabbos the potter? Try to cut the carrot. You cut the attached carrot. The halach is that you are potter. So this is machloikis. This is the machloikis. This is Rabbi's right to his shita. That the milo, there's a milo over chelav over Shabbos. What is it? When I think something shum and I eat it, which is not a maisa, a sura. And still, because I'm trying to eat something that's kosher. And by Shabbos, the halacha is that you're potter, and by chelav you're chayiv. Now, Tosfos brings a raya from here, that we talk, it's misasik, even if it's the same exact chayfetz. That means before, you're trying to cut this carrot, and it landed up being this carrot was attached. Still, it's called misasik, because by chelav, that's the case. You're eating this piece of shuman, and you thought of this piece of mutter, and it landed up being chelav itself. So that's a raya to Tosfos Pshat, that even that's called Masasek according to Rava. So that's how Rava learns this price and he brings right himself. So what does Abaya do? Babaya Shogog Baloy Miskaven Hechidomi. What's the case of? I just want to speak out something that Abaya before held that Mahava Umayira is Chayiv. So maybe that's Pshat, and you could leave it by Avodah Zarah and say the Shogun was Gava meant Avodah Zarah, and by Shabbos is Potter. So Tosfos before Hanicha asked the Kasha, he says, Pirish Hanicha Labaya Bahad Meshkach Gava Avodah Zarah Shogun was Gava, and we come on Gamla Abaya Lemesukma Bright to Shabbat Bahachi. Though I'm Chilo Shabbos Mahava Yira, because if you did Shabbos also, it would have gone to your head. Nami Chayiv Yosa Chayiv, according to Abaya. So therefore, it wouldn't be a Milo of Avodah Zarah over Shabbos, so you can't say that's Pshat in the Brisa anyway. It's not going to help via Abaya Shitasa. So Abaya has to explain this brisa and try to get out of Rava's raya. So Abaya has to have a pshat where I'm doing something that's a masasa, which means it's not even a maisa achila. So what's that? Abaya shogav lemiskaven echidom desover roiku. He sees like melted chelev and he thinks it's spit. Ubarlan, he swallows it. And Rashi says that's not called a achila. Swallowing spit is not called a achila. So that's what you try to do, and the loch is a chayiv because misasik is chayiv because you're nena, you have ano, you have pleasure. Mashenkin v'shabbos the potter by Shabbos that we potter. What's the case? Gavin like bias the talush, trying to pick up the talush. The chotach has mechuber. I did a ma'aseh chaticha on the mechuber that you potter, but by a hold on a gavin lachter is a talush. You try to cut talush, chotach mechuber you chayiv, taka chayiv. So it comes out maybe a machlokes rova and abaya. If you're trying to do a maisa chaticha, but not a maisa chaticha that's aser, not a cutting that's aser, a chopping that's aser, is that called masasik or not? According to Rava, if I'm trying to chop a carrot and I end up attaching a attached carrot, that's called masasik. According to Abaye, since I was trying to do shemaisa, it's not called masasik. And they have a machlokes if they bring a raya from this price. So.